Some bills deal with prescription drug monitoring and improving pain management at the medical centers. Representative Ron Kind got each member of Congress from Wisconsin to co-sponsor a bill that would ensure the VA is more transparent about its investigations. Former TOMA VA employee Ryan Honnell is a whistleblower who helped bring many of the medical center's issues to light. Honnell supports one bill that would make it easier to fire or demote VA employees.
Everything comes down to accountability. If you feel like senior VA leaders feel right now that there's no way they're going to lose their job, you know, and they don't have that threat, then what's the motivation to change behavior? There really isn't.
Honnell says he hopes lawmakers are able to push partisan politics aside on these issues. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. Duffy's bill would expand the VA secretary's ability to fire not just senior executives, but any full-time VA healthcare worker for misconduct or performance issues. The bill is in response to the department's growing list of scandals, including several that involve the TOMA VA. Multiple investigations are looking into deaths among veterans, prescription practices, and retaliation against employees. Duffy says there are far too many hoops to jump through to fire someone at the VA, and this is one way to speed up the process.
It becomes so laborious, a system that the private sector would never have to use, because the lawsuits that can come after someone in the VA system is fired can get tied up for years.
No TOMA VA officials have been fired in the scandal's fallout. Two are on administrative leave, and one was reassigned. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.